Thousands more flights canceled. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Southwest Airlines is still struggling to recover from the massive winter storm that caused from software problems also contributing that crippled operations over the past several days. Thousands of passengers stranded, like this woman in Orlando.
Well, I asked the lady at the customer service desk, so basically you're telling me I'm going to be homeless for 4 days, and she was just like, yeah. No sympathy, no empathy, no accommodations, nothing.
Southwest Air CEO Bob Jordan apologizing.
We're doing everything we can to return to a normal operation. And please also hear that I'm truly sorry.
FlightAware shows Southwest has already canceled 62% of its flights for Wednesday and 64% for the day before. That's more than 5,000 flights in 2 days. The Christmas blizzards that's left at least 60 people dead across the country, with at least 35 in western New York, where a driving ban remains in effect for Buffalo. The cold snap blanketing the Deep South, upending water systems with leaks, broken pipes, and faulty water production. Cities including Atlanta, Asheville, North Carolina, and Jacksonville, Mississippi are under boil water advisories.
Officials in Jackson, Mississippi telling citizens they must boil drinking water because of water lines bursting due to frigid temperatures. This comes after Mississippi's state capitol dealt with the water system partially collapsing over the summer, causing most of the city to lose running water for several days. City leaders say low or no water pressure has also been reported by some. Crews are currently working on making repairs, but the city has not said how long that may take. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And stocks ended mixed for the holiday shortened week. The Dow gained 37 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The Supreme Court rules 5-4 to keep the Title 42 COVID immigration policy in place until it can hold hearings in February.
A split decision from justices will leave in place Title 42, a Trump-era policy renewed by the Biden administration to turn away migrants for public health reasons. The Supreme Court has agreed to leave the policy in place and hear arguments in the case in February. A lower court judge had ordered the end of Title 42, a decision put on hold after an appeal from 19 Republican-led states who warned ending the immigration restriction would pose a calamity at the southern border. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Health officials in Nebraska urging people to avoid eating alfalfa sprouts. And it wasn't a blue Christmas for Callie Blue, even though she had to work for the holiday. She was waiting tables at Gus's Diner just outside Madison, Wisconsin, when she struck up a conversation with a customer.
He was really sweet, just chit-chatted with me, got some new things, and before he left, he tipped me $1,000.
And that customer was Michael Johnson, who's CEO of the local Boys and Girls Club, who gave that tip as part of the club's Pay It Forward campaign. And as for those alfalfa sprouts?
This warning coming after at least 15 cases of salmonella have been linked to alfalfa sprouts in Nebraska, a majority of those cases in the Omaha area. The Douglas County Health Department has yet to determine the specific source of the illnesses, but has linked it to certain restaurants and grocery store chains. So far, no cases in other states have been linked to this outbreak in Nebraska, and no products have been recalled. Salmonella causes diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. Most people recover from infections, but some people develop serious illnesses. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.